e del servizio della Tata. E disse, la Tata di Menzi, disse, Naika, Ostonaika, they are different departmental service of departmental sentiments, etc. The full found in Radharani are a partial distribution. Partial distribution, not holding all the rasa to serve Krishna. Partial representation, more or less. Hare Krishna, Ashtanayika. Gaurari Gaur Gaur. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. Go. Go. Same time Prabhupada uttered, what other mandaris do, I don't know. I am indifferent to that. But in my Gurudev, though he is externally manjari, I can find the full thing in his heart. But what the other mandaris what are they doing and what position they hold, I don't know. I am quite indifferent. That also. High things. Look, this is relative to absolute. Is the church going to be fed? Has current? Has no current?
Ache, current ache.
It's not burned.
Ki burned?
Kusai current ache.
Chai? Chai
chan? Oh, bitore.
No. Bitore? Oh. Ota TV dele pari, eta ashte pari. Careful. Huh? That is... That is on or off?
Off.
Huh?
Off.
On?
Off.
Off?
Yes.
That may be on. That may be on. And there, that gentleman from Samajbari, he may be given, if he lives here and takes some food, they be given this cultivation activity on the outside. Not connecting with deity or food, prasadam.
Yeah.
Not that connection.
Understand.
External, just like Devar.
Yeah. I'll
Samaj means samadhi, tumb. From the tomb of Charandas, it has got the name of Samajbari.
I see.
Are doubts after one has begun the process of devotional service, are doubts necessarily bad, or are they part of developing faith, a deeper faith? If doubts come,
doubt, mani, sandeha, samshaya, is it necessary? Always we'll have some doubt when even advancing, progressing, is it necessary that doubt will also be there? Will it help us?
Is it good or bad or?
Doubt.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, what does it say? In the progress. When I am in the progress, the doubt may continue.
Yes.
Different one may come sometime.
Well, different place. Doubt. According to plane, it may change. Some quarter is unknown, and which is unknown, there may be some doubt. Also, doubt may enter there.
Na prema gandosti darati me haro. That is also a kind of doubt. In a way, in a plane.
I don't know him. I can't know him. Can't get him. Siddhanti sarva sangshaya in a general way. All doubts clear. That may be applied to the basic or fundamental position. If there is no God, yes, God is, and God is almighty. In the basic understanding, no doubt. And I am his slave, servant. I am subordinate, and he is master. These things clear, but how much he is gracious to what type of devotion, all these things, still it will be unknown. And where there is the unknown religion, there may come doubt. Even so many Vaishnava Acharya, Madhvacharya, Madhvacharya did not speak of any Swayam Bhagavan, Ramanuja also, that Krishna, incarnation of Narayan, that is there with him. So, about the general fundamental principles, they are beyond doubt, Ramanuja's position. But still for the highest conception, there is doubt, there is misconception. In this way. Vasudev gave so many things, even Gita, Vedanta. But still, when Bhagavad came, he told plainly, that what I give so long, that is not everything, not perfect. Now what I am going to give, that is perfect. In this way, the gradation is always. Guru Tattva is not limited. Vasudev not limited, Bhagavan not limited. Acharya Swami says, yesterday's Guru, today's Guru,
and tomorrow's
Guru. Every day's Guru may give some new light, a dynamic living Guru. A static Guru, dull Guru, that may be static, stereotype. It is disciple also living, Gurudev also living. Living means progressing, progressing. And Shishya means new light he will receive and make progress towards the high. And the highest position has got no limit, as Mahaprabhu says, that I do not get even a drop of rain. This is the idea. As Newton told, I am just in the verge of the ocean of knowledge. That should be the criteria. Who says I know everything? He does not know anything. I do not know there is possibility of knowing. Because the known thing is infinite. And who is making assertion, he is finite already. So as much as he is in connection with the infinite, there he is true. A detached from the infinite, there he is undone. All crying, Mahaprabhu and Radharani, the highest ideal of two types. What they say, I can't have. Radharani also. They say that I am in connection with Krishna, but my heartfelt cry that I did not came to touch his feet. So much hunger, so much degree of hunger is there on the surface. Personality representing infinite. What is this? Everything is infinite. If it to be looked to from that standpoint. Krishna is infinite and Radharani is also infinite to us. To Krishna also, it means something. Infinite minus infinite is infinite. Infinite plus infinite is infinite. Into infinite. If we take infinite from infinite, minus, that is infinite. This is, what is this? Only from the position of zero we can follow to a certain degree. A zero added to zero is zero. A zero minus zero is zero. Zero into zero, zero. Zero divided by zero is zero. That we can understand. But opposite is infinite. Ununderstandable, it is so. So dealings of the infinite, to approach that, everything is infinite. Every point is infinite, everywhere there. In Maya's essay we read, everywhere there is center, nowhere circumference. The position of infinite has been given in Maya's essay, we read in school. Everywhere there is center and nowhere circumference. We may approach to infinite with such idea. Hare Krishna. Still it is not imagination, it is reality. And not only that is controlling everything. So we have got our interest. We can't reject its relationship. Adhatu brahma jikkhasa. It is the demand of our reason to understand the infinite. Where from I come, where I am living, where to go. Any sane man cannot avoid all these questions. So, if we are to go on little reasonably and systematically, then it comes to Brahma Jigyasa or Krishna Anusandhana, culminating. If it is reasonable, it is rational. That to inquire the about the environment where we are. If it is rational, then it is rational that we search after Krishna. And Krishna is Rasu Vaisya. We cannot eliminate our hankering for pleasure, for happiness from us. And that is search for Krishna. In a systematic way, search for Krishna. What is that? Our intrinsic aspect is born of our innate tendency to get pleasure or joy or happiness or something like that. If it is true, then it must become scientifically to the extent of search for Krishna. On the developed conception of our innate, most innate, unavoidable tendency or existence within. That is search after Krishna, on the systematic and developed position. That is our life extended. What we are, if that is analyzed and developed, then it cannot but come to search for Krishna. None can deny that I don't want it. But your very existence is that. You can't deny that we are hankering self-satisfaction. Self-satisfaction you are trying. Sri Guru and His Grace. In my article, I wrote it in Madras. Then I began to R is human. Not to R is also an internal tendency in him. Then how not to R? To seek that process, Guru comes then. From where I am to get that, that I may not are. Professor Samuel appreciated the article very well. So much argumentative article Sridhar Maharaj can write. He expressed his astonishment. So began from that frame, to are and not to are. We are in want, but we are also to remove that want. Two feelings, that we are at want, in want, and also our innate tendency to remove that want. We can't deny it. And from there, it will take birth. And when systematic developed form, it cannot but come to search for Krishna. Nibbana Jigyasa, Paramatma Jigyasa, Narayan, Vasudev, Narayan, all passing in the way. And he is acme, it will come as Krishna. He is autocrat, he is all good, he is independent, so many things will come. To constitute, he is Krishna. For he is a Sāmitamurti. So it is unavoidable, inevitable. It is not thrust on anyone's brain, and that brain, by brainwashing, it will vanish. It is not of that type. It cannot be housed upon sane brain. Mm. Nidhaya Gauri Go, Nidhaya Gauri. Ekke Gauri Go, Krishna. Ekke Gauri Go, Krishna. Ekke Gauri Go, Krishna. Ekke Gauri Go,
Krishna.
Wanted me to send to the foreign country for preaching. But I hesitated that I am not fit to preach in the West, I replied. So anyhow, but if you order, I must go. That was my expression. Then he sent some other gentleman who has established a mutt in London, Vinod Bani Mutt. That Vinod Bani, Miss Boucher, she took Harinam 1936, and she dedicated her house for the mat purpose. And still that is there. Only one Brahmachari from Bhagavad temple is in protection of that place. But in my last days, though I am here, but anyhow the burden of preaching to the West automatically came to my head. Swami Maharaj also requested several times to go to the West, even so that you take the care of the president, I shall work on that. All along with you. But I did not feel any inspiration for the purpose. No, it is not possible. In young age I avoided, and in old age it is not possible. But the divine will is otherwise. He is thirsting over me some sort of salvation. For the Westerners, and what to do, as much as I can, I am trying to help them.
And Krishna could not keep back the treasure.
This is the position. And so many, they are taking so many tapes from here, and preaching outside. In this way it has begun. But some sort of party feeling has grown and is gone, instead of thinking me as their friend, they are thinking otherwise, to my great misfortune. Anyhow, who are coming to me, I cannot but to help something as little as I have got for my own. That is my position. Poor man, passing my days with the scriptures at this time. Through the scriptures, we get the association of the higher past nobles. And my life is mainly like that. To associate with the noble personages of the ancient time through their voice, through their writings. In this way I am passing my Janadi. And by their grace I also find many a time a new light within them. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. As Bhakti Sudhir Maharaj, he was the pushing man. He began preaching in my favor there in the beginning. He collected the tapes. From the time of Swami Maharaj, he was in charge a very important center where the thieves recorded in the time of Swami Maharaj was preserved, I heard.
Yes.
And finding those thieves, he got impression and he began to preach in my favor. Swami Maharaj also was very intimately connected with me. When he was in Allahabad as agent of a big medical firm, I met him first there. And connection with this mot began at that time. After that, in Allahabad, he took initiation from Guru. Then afterwards he removed when he was in Bombay, then left Allahabad and went to Bombay for business purpose. There also I am in charge of Bombay Martin, closer connection. Then leaving Bombay came to Calcutta, began his business, laboratory. And just the next building of his house, dwelling house, that was his laboratory. Ground floor laboratory and first floor, four rooms we took rent, and lived there for some time. At that time, closer connection with him, he was translating Gita and then Back to Godhead, first issue published from there, and my article was there, 1943, something like that, in closer connection. After preaching for some when the West came, he had died, so many photos are there, blue photos. I tried to give here reception from the municipal office, from Navadvip municipality. I made arrangements to receive your reception. And I also suggested Ochyutananda, selected the place where now is called Temple for Gaurudaya, I selected the plot for him, tried to acquire land there in that
beautiful
place.
Location.
And he did Ochyutananda. And Jayaprakash says that I also just reached at that time. And both of them acquired land there and gradually growing. Several times I was to visit Swami Maharaj when he used to come. He used to take me there. Closer connection. Okay, okay.
Nice one.
I have met one disciple of Srila Prabhupada, one old disciple. First time he has heard of you.
Yeah.
I have given him some tape in Vrindavan. And he was immediately attracted.
We were attracted by the teachings of our Guru Maharaj. Only attracted by the principle he was preaching. We came. Especially himself. Attracted by the ontological aspect.
Yes.
Where we are, what is our destination, how to attain that destination. Sambandha Vidya Prayoga. The Vedic literature has tried to understand things in this way, three divisions. Sambandha Vidya Prayojan. In Sambandha, where we are, what I am, what is my position in the whole, in the absolute. And the second, what is amiss with me, wrong with me, how to redress that. And then the third, what is the highest end of our life? What is the destination? Prayojan. Dream of life. Who are we? What is the highest position? And how to attain that? Three things to be considered. And it is necessary for everyone to try to live in the eternity, to have conception of eternal life. Hare Krishna, who are we? Hare Krishna. In Bhagavad Gita and Upanishad, Indriyani Parannaho, who are we to help us to understand? You see the world of experience, but your senses are more important. Without your senses, the world is nothing to you in which you think you are living. So your senses are more important than the outer world. Indriyebhyo param mano, then your mind, mental faculty, to take something, to dismiss something, that principle within you that is more important than your senses, that is sitting in the center, and through the channels of your senses, you are introduced to the environment. Manasastu parabuddhi, then the faculty of judgment is higher than your mind. Your mind only wants something and does not want something. But judgment faculty, reason will say, don't want this, you try to get that. That is higher thing within you. Try to understand that. Buddhi is Japaratas, that is intelligence. And go further up. There you are. You are not the world of your experience, not the senses, neither you are in the in mental impulse, nor you are in the reason. But above that, beyond that, try to inquire, who are you? Buddhi Ratma Mahan Parat. And Gita, Buddhi Jya Paratastu, Sa, Saeva. Come, you are there. What is above? Intelligence. You are there, your person, your person. Try to understand, what is that? That is like a spark of consciousness, spark of life. The feeler, who can feel, bhokta, karya karana kattitti hetu prakriti ruchyati purusha sukha dukkhanam bhoktitti. The feeler is the purusha, the person, purusheti, who is living. This is all abode, and who is living in this abode, in the house, the person, he who is the enjoyer of good and bad, but peace and pain, peace and peace and trouble or something. The feeler. That is Purusha, that is you, the person is that. and what is felt, that is prakriti. Energy is prakriti, potency, and the pillar of all the activities, that is the person, even that soul. Soul is the pillar. Sukh, dukkha, pain and the pleasure, the pillar, you are the pillar. And whatever is being done here, that is the result of prakriti potency. Karya karana kottitti hetu prakriti ruchyati. Purusha sukha dukkhanam bhoktitti hetu ruchyati. Combined by these two, energetical movement and the pillar of that movement. So whatever is going on, happening here, all they are all development of energy, prakriti, force. And the categorically different thing is the pillar, the lukaram of all these happening events. Dashta, Srota, Bhokta, that is the qualification of a person. Take him out, this is all blind movement, no purpose. But that Purusha, that feeder, is in relativity with this mundane. He is attacked with some mania. To become monarch of all I survey. Exploitation. I must be master. And everything, whatever I feel, I see, that must be subservient to me. That tendency is the root of all his evils, has taken him in connection with this mortal world. Mortal world, treacherous world. Now this, now that, changing its position every second, frustrating us, frustrating. And when we are in connection with this exploiting atmosphere, we are fettered by ignorance, and we are influenced by a force. Action and reaction. By exploiting, we are losing our intrinsic position. Incurring loan. Enjoy means to take a loan from the environment. And to clear up the loan, we have to go down. To clear. I am in higher position, I am exploiting that of the, from the lower position. And to pay off the loan, I shall have to go to lower position. And he is coming higher and exacting the loan. Avanmohana loka punaravarti narjuna. In this vicious circle, going up and down, action, reaction, action, reaction. Vicious circle. To get out of that vicious circle, that is necessary. To get out of the mania of exploitation, I am master. No. Buddhistic Shankarite school, they try to show the path of renunciation. Disconnect you with this evil vicious circle. Give up the principle of exploitation. Don't allow yourself to exploit anything. Retire in the deep slumber-like position, samadhi. Don't awake to in this mischievous world. They will all attract you to enjoy, offer. You enjoy me, and you are in the trap, and you are going to enjoy, and then you are being enjoyed. So don't allow yourself to be enticed by the mania of exploitation or enjoyment. But try to retire finally, no charm. I don't like this useless movement, action reaction. I'm disgusted. So slumber, deep slumber, never rise from sleep. But the Vaishnava school, they are the fortunate who got commission of the superior world. From soul, super soul, super soul. That can come down, he cannot go up. And when they come down here, get some news of the upper position, and they then come to know that there is just an opposite form of life. Life of exploitation, life of dedication. The opposite, that is the positive and the proper life. And this is vitiated, where everyone wants to live at the place of another, at the cost of another wants to live. That is a vitiated, a lower form of, mean form of life. But the higher, noble form of life is to give, to dedicate. And there is higher, noble life on the upper world. The soul, super soul, super, super soul in this way. Here also has developed the air, the ether, the air, the fire, the water, the earth, and from earth also the mud, stone developed in the material. There also in the spiritual higher substance, there is also development, developed condition. Then Brahmalok, Vasudevalok, Vaikunthalok, Ayodhya, Dwarka, Vrindavan, all going up. And the standard is of dedication. As much as dedication, self-surrender, you will get more and more. And dedication not temporary, not willful dedication for the time being, but eternal. And eternal life in that plane is possible. Die to live. As much as you can forget, be self-forgetful of your nasty present ego, it is dissolved, higher form will come from within, higher self, noble self will come within, and you will find that that is the member of that world. In this way we can, with the help of the Sadhu Guru, we can have real progress in that life. This, what is, seems to be concrete to us at present, this will vanish. Everyone, the scientist as well as the spiritualist, they all say that this was created and this will be dissolved. But that fine thing that is not to be dissolved, it is eternal, not created. So no possibility. So if we can find our position in that subtle world, that is really a real world. That is concrete, and this is all the dictionary. Jnanisha sabha bhutanam tasyam jagrati samyak. Jashyam jagrati bhutanam sharisha apashyato. The materialists, they are awake in this world of matter, which is sure to be dissolved. And the spiritualists, they try to live in a subtle form, which is like imaginary at present, but that is concrete, not to be dissolved. And if we can develop our internal self to that extent, then we can